Hi, I'm Simon Hill from Fox Sports, and you're listening to The Near Post.
Near Post, get there first. The Near Post, get there first. If it's for football news that you thirst.
I'm joined now by Kofi Dunning. Kofi is a former Majora footballer, and he's also a star of Sydney FC and also an Australian Under 20 representative. Kofi, how are you?
I'm good, thank you.
Now, Kofi, just to get a little bit about your journey, you started life and football in Ghana, is that right?
Yeah, that's correct.
And you came across to Australia at what age?
I came to Australia when I was 7.
Had you played much football in Ghana?
I just played on the streets, you know. That's where I learned my skills and just, you know, played for fun.
So you didn't have any coaches telling you what to do at the age of 6 and 7?
No, the coach was the TV. Just watching Ronaldo and guys like that, that inspired me. I just tried what they did.
Okay, so once we got you to Australia, we sorted that out.
Yeah.
Okay, you went along to Majura. As a 7-year-old, you joined Majura down at Dixon Oval there on those cold winter mornings. What do you remember for that time?
Oh, I remember the first time I went to Majura, I was in just trackies and a jumper, and I really wanted to play, so my mum took me to the club, and there was a game on, and I was watching it, and they actually let me join in with no kit on. I just played in my trackies, and I scored a goal, and I remember sliding in the wet and just having the biggest smile on my face. And the coach saying after the game, well, you know, you should bring him to training and we'll give him a kit and get him in the team.
Did you score a heap of goals that season, by the way?
Yeah, I scored a few. As a kid, I was very selfish and impossible, so I guess I scored every game and didn't assist any.
You're still selfish. No, I'm only joking, Kevin. Then you left, or you still played at Majura, but you joined Canberra FC. Why did you go there?
We moved house, and Canberra FC was the closest to where I moved to, which is Red Hill, and I was very disappointed because I really like Majura, but I met a really, you know, good coach at Canberra FC, and he helped me develop as a player.
Okay, and who was that coach, by the way?
Mal Barrett. He stopped coaching now.
So, Kofi, then you know, you played obviously a lot of football and you began to progress, and obviously people started to take notice of your abilities. But intriguing and interesting to me is that you never played for a Canberra rep team.
Yeah, I didn't play for a rep team. I don't know why, I just didn't feel the need to.
So did you get picked, or you just didn't go along because you didn't?
Yeah, I got picked, but I just didn't go along because at that time I just wanted to have fun and I didn't want to take it too serious because I still had my school to do and my mum was very keen on my education, so that was tough, and plus it was on the other side of town, so it would have been difficult getting out there too, so all those problems came.
We talked to some other players, Kofi, about Ned Zelich, former Canberrans, Casper Tafter, Carl Valerian. You know, they talk about the number of hours they spent with the ball to get to the level that they're at. Has that been the same for you?
Yeah, I still think I've developed the same way as those players. I mean, all of them have put great effort into becoming good footballers, and that's what I've been doing. I've just been practicing the skills and the, you know, turns and tricks and stuff like that, and adding different parts to my game because you watch players and you try to do what they do. So, I just try to, you know, be like them and be the best I can.
So as an 11 and 12, 13-year-old, if you can sort of remember back then, how often would you train a week? You know.
Oh, we train twice a week. We train twice a week, but I always train individually on the park, just went for a kick, did some juggling, I know, did some tricks. I always, you know, wanted to be a step ahead of the other kids, and I think that's why I got where I am now.
So is that determination to do extra training on your own?
Yep.
That helped. At what point, Kofi, did you want to be a professional footballer?
Oh, when I started playing in the Victorian Premier League with the AIS.
That was the moment when you realised this is what...
Yeah, when I first started training with the AIS and I started playing against the other kids in Australia that were just as good as me. I was determined to be the best there. So
you've already now, you've had a fantastic journey. You've played and scored a number of times for Sydney FC. You've also scored on the pitch when Robbie Fowler was on the same field, and he was a bit of a football legend. You've played for Australia, the under-20s. The World Cup, Kofi, what was your memory of that?
The World Cup was amazing. I got to play my most fantasised team, which is Brazil, and that's just amazing. They're just a different class, and the atmosphere there was just electric, you know, just different experience, and the, you know, culture was just brilliant. So
what did it mean for you, Kofi, when you came back? How did it, you know, did it focus you more on your own game, or where you wanted to go with the game?
Yeah, it did, because I saw what the world has to offer, especially around my age. And being one of the youngest in the under-20s, I can represent Australia in the under-20s competition again, and next time I can prove to everyone that Australia is a top-side footballing country, and hopefully we can do a lot better than we did.
Well, I think you did pretty well from, you know, in terms of, maybe not in terms of results, but certainly in the way that you played the games. From there, now you're in, you know, Sydney FC. Obviously, you've had an injury, but you've had some highlights. You haven't played many games, Kofi. But of those that you have, what's your biggest memory?
My biggest memory is obviously playing against Robbie Fowler and setting up Aloisi and scoring that goal against North Queensland. That's my biggest memory. It replays in my head over and over again.
Well, all the fans here who support you, Kofi, in Canberra, will tell you that you outshone Robbie that day.
thanks.
Particularly in those first few moments when you flew down the field and released Aloisi. It was a great moment for anybody who follows yourself and also Canberra football, I guess. It was great to see. Tips for football, Kofi, for the young guys running around. The season's about to start in Canberra and in Majura. What are your tips for the young kids that are out there playing?
The young kids, I think, do what they're good at and try to learn and listen to what, you know, the coaches have to say, because if the kids want to listen and they want to learn, they improve, and they just have to stick to it and keep going and to be determined. That's the main thing. Be determined and have, you know where you want to go with your football.
How hard, Kofi, would you say it is to make it? You know, you're one of the few Canberrans,
yeah,
an increasing number, I might say, that are getting youth team and full team A-League contracts. But how difficult do you think it is?
It's very difficult, you know, because Canberra is so small compared to all the other states in Australia. I mean, it's very difficult for a Canberran to make it. But then again, it's up to the kids and how they want to train and how determined they are, because the coaches don't care where you come from. They just want you to see the best on the field. If they give 100%, they'll choose you. And that's what I tried to do, and I think that's the main thing.
The playoff for the Premiership between Sydney and Melbourne, over 25,000 people there. I noticed you were in the crowd, Kofi. How did it feel on that day to be in the crowd? And was there a slight twinge that you weren't out on the field?
Yeah. Well, I was very excited to be there. Very excited and disappointed at the same time, because I wasn't a part of it on the pitch. But yeah, it was a great atmosphere. It was awesome to be there. A lot of important players in Australia were playing on the pitch at the same time, on my team and on other teams. So yeah, it was a great experience. I loved it. And
so, Kofi, obviously the World Cup's coming up, and just dare to dream. I mean, we won't, obviously Sydney FC is your club, but, you know, if you were to dream, where would your football take you to next?
Oh, hopefully to Europe. That's where I want to go. I mean, I wish I could be playing in the English Premier League, or, you know, the Italian League or Spanish League, but
Hang on, you haven't mentioned Celtic, my team, Scotland.
Oh, Scotland. Oh, I like Celtic. Hey, you don't like Rangers. I'm very happy. Love Celtic. And, yeah, you know, the type of offers I get and where they best suits me, the lifestyle. Then again, I've still got a lot of things ahead of me, so
yeah,
what happens.
Alrighty, Kofi Dunning, Sydney FC and Australian representative on the 20s. Thanks for your time, and thanks for talking to all the people from Majura.
Thank you very much.